Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now.
How much do you really know about your body is also what we uncover, what we talk about on the Be Happy Now show. I'm Claudia Sam, your host and soul connection coach. I support driven, ambitious happiness seekers who feel stuck with where they're at in life, who feel like they're not the happiest they can be. And using my tune-in method, I support them to rise with confidence and really flex their soul connection muscle and be their own inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. In this episode today, we will uncover a topic that is very personal. And what I'm going to share is one of the best decisions that I made in my life that really allowed me to get to know my body and what was really going on within. Now, I am not a doctor. I share the information that I'm going to share today based on my own experience, my own body, my own research, my own education, getting to know my own body, taking courses to enhance my knowledge. And this show is especially beneficial to anyone who's ever considered or who has been on the birth control pill. So anyone who's wanted to be on the birth control pill or who has already been on it or any similars to control their cycle. And before I start on today's topic, I wish to say in advance that I continue to educate myself on ways to be an accomplice to trans men and women and non-binary people. This is meant to be a safe space where you get to feel like you belong regardless of your race, regardless of your sexual orientation or gender. In this episode, I will talk about my own journey using the birth control pill as a cisgendered woman, white woman, and I continue to unlearn ways that my privilege has gotten in the way. When I talk about getting to know your body better, in this episode, I refer to the body of the person who bleeds monthly, to the body of the person who has a vagina or who has had one, and I will do my best to use a language that is inclusive, and if I fail to do so and if I harm you in any way, please do let me know. My intention is to be inclusive, non-judgmental and respectful to all bodies while sharing my own story and how my body has been relearning ways to function after being put on pause for 15 years because of the birth control pill. I recently watched The Business of Birth Control. It was a documentary that if you want to check it out, I completely and fully recommend it. If you go to thebusinessof.life and you search for The Business of Birth Control movie, you can watch the trailer. You can join the waitlist to watch when the film is next available. And what I learned on that documentary was mind-blowing. I'm also doing my own course with my friend and menstruation mentor, Megan Noreen, and they have a course called Womb Wisdom, and I'm learning so much about my own body. Did you know that women or anyone who's taken birth control before or up until now have had horrible side effects since the 60s, like ovarian cysts, like stroke, like blood clots, like death? There's a part in the documentary, now it's not all like this, but there's a part where parents are talking about how their daughter died, and they show, not the parents, but there's a part of the documentary that show how dark the lungs got because of a certain birth control that that person was on. Did you know that when people who are on birth control are on birth control, they don't actually have a real menstruation? Did you know that? And instead, the bleeding that occurs, it's a withdrawal bleed because of the downfall of hormones in the body during the no hormonal pill week. You know, when you take the contraceptive pill, if you know this or if you've taken it before, you know that there's 3 weeks where you take the pill and it's basically hormones to put your natural producing body of hormones to pause. And so the fourth week of pills, there's no hormones in there. It's the withdrawal bleed. I personally have been off the contraceptive pill since 2016 because it was starting to be an inconvenience. I remember I was going to go on a big world travel and I didn't want to carry all the pills together. Thank God, because what happened is that I wanted to find a way to prevent pregnancy without having to carry the pills. So I actually got an iron IUD that did that one have hormones? I forget if that one had hormones, but I have a feeling that it did not. Because when you have an IUD that is with hormones, it can stop you from even having periods. It can stop you from bleeding altogether for like 5 years. It depends on the person. Now, what happened with my body is that it completely rejected the IUD. So I started looking at other options. I once took the patch and then it was leaving all kinds of marks on my body. And I thought, okay, this is just because one patch is good for the whole month. Whereas if I carried the pill, I would have to carry the pack. Anyway, it was starting to be an inconvenience. And so I decided, okay, I'm going to be off of it. My body was showing me all these signs that it was time for me to be off of the pill. And it was one of the best decisions of my life. I kid you not, because it allowed me to get to know my body and what was really going on within. Don't get me wrong. When I weeded off of the pill, my skin started to break out more. It was less pretty. I was having heavier bleeding. I was having cramps, which I'd never experienced before. But what was happening and what is still happening, because this weeding off of the pill has been going on for 6 years. And all of these symptoms, they happen because my body was relearning how to function as a menstruating body after 15 years of being on pause. My body was relearning how to function on its own. It blows my mind when I think back on that and how we are pushed like an automatic button that we get pressed as soon as we start bleeding as teenagers, that we need to not bleed. We need to hide the tampon. We need to, hey, can you lend me, do you have a tampon? Do you have an extra tampon? I remember whispering around the hall, hiding the pad, like if it was something dirty or something to hide. This is part of being human with a body that has cycles. I'm a little angry about this. You can probably tell. It's like taking away testosterone for men until they're ready to have a baby. Would they agree to that? Mm-hmm. Here's what Dr. Felice Gersh, MD, OBGYN, said during the Business of Birth Control documentary. And I quote her. If you destroy hormones that are involved in reproductive functions, you don't allow them and replace them with endocrine disruptors, which are what are in these birth control pills and similars, you are destroying the foundation of that woman's body's functioning. You are destroying the foundation of that woman's body's functioning. So how much do you know about your body? How much do you really know about what's happening when you take the pill or when you're on birth control or when you don't? How much do you really know? And this isn't a quiz. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to put the blame and to start to spur up anger within you either. My goal with this talk today is to inspire you to be curious and to educate yourself on how smart your body is. Birth control is not the only way to prevent pregnancy. And the documentary opens up about some options that are available. And if you're interested in learning them, again, go to thebusinessof.life. And there are so many beautiful resources that you can learn, that you can read on to get to know how your body can actually support itself through the cycle of the estrogen and progesterone in your body. Yes, it takes more work to prevent pregnancy without the pill, but it gets easier as you get to know your body more. Just like it takes more work to live an aligned life and make conscious choices for ourselves because we keep choosing ourselves. We keep choosing to say yes to ourselves instead to what everyone thinks we should do, right? That don't uplift you. It's a choice to live an aligned life, to say yes to yourself and to live a fulfilling life. So when you listen to your body, you open up to receiving options, to receiving inner guidance so that you can be in control of your body. I wonder how it feels for you to receive this information today. But I also wanted to, because, okay, however this feels, however you are receiving this information, I want you to know that you are safe right here listening to this. You are supported in whatever level of ignorance you might find yourself. You are safe and supported. And if you want to talk about this, if you have questions and you would want me to share with you even more resources or even my own, what I do with my body, I'm going to share a little bit today. But please, wherever you find this, the Be Happy Now show and this episode, please write to me. You can go to my website, ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com, and click on the Start Here button. You'll start receiving my emails weekly to get inspired and motivated to connect with your body and to get to know yourself more. And then you can reply to any of the emails. I read all of my emails. What I wanted to also share with you is that as I was listening and watching the documentary, The Business of Birth Control, there's this light that the switch turned on in my head, in my heart. It's like I was stopped on my tracks because I noticed something really, really powerful. And I'm gonna say it right now. The years that I took the contraceptive pill coincide with the years that I was in the go, go, go. The years that I was feeling emotions in extremes, the years I experienced anxiety and panic attacks. The years that I took the contraceptive pill coincide with the years which all I wanted to do was fit in to the solar, more quote-unquote masculine energy of performance at work and in society to be successful. Yes, it doesn't mean that this is it. It doesn't mean that it's the only way and that's the only link. Yes, it also coincides with me being a teenager and starting the menstruation. But what is really eye-opening for me in this realization is that there are these lunar and solar energies in our world that instead of using the word masculine and feminine, I am trying to use more these gender neutral terms that mean the same thing. You have yang and yin to symbolize the solar and lunar energies as well. The solar energy, also in yoga, you have the hatha yoga, which means sun and moon energies. The sun energy in our human experience is labeled more as a logic, strategic, planning energy. The energy that you're in when you're on the go, when you're doing a lot of things, when you're saying yes to all these things, when you want to fit your schedule, that is more the solar energy. And there's nothing wrong with it. We need that ego type of lifestyle to make decisions, to move our goals forward, to make them happen. The lunar energy is the yin. It's the tha of the hatha yoga. It's the flow, slow, rest and digest, parasympathetic side of the brain. It's the energy of nurture. It's the energy of self-care. It's the energy of slow. It's the energy of creativity. What I'm saying is that I'm just now, since being off the pill for 6 years, relearning how to function with outside of the dominance of the solar energy of the go, 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 do, do, do. And instead, by learning how to get to know, by getting to know my body, by allowing my body to function on its own, I am therefore allowing the lunar energy of being to preside, the energy of being to rule, to lead throughout my day. And yes, you can create results. Yes, I'm an entrepreneur. I own my business as a soul connection coach from a lunar energy and a solar energy. So what I'm sharing with you is that when I recognize that, oh, wow, the years I took the contraceptive pill and put my body on pause also allowed me to just keep feeding that energy of performance, of seeking to go higher and higher on the corporate ladder, of putting my worth and my value onto results and projects I was bringing forth into the world through my work. I remember if I had nothing on a Friday or a Saturday night, I would freak out because I thought I was a loser, because in my mind, I had to always be doing. I always had to have plans. I always had to be, well, fully booked. That is the solar energy of the system that, to me, coincides with taking the contraceptive pill, shutting down the body of the person who bleeds monthly, the reality of being on a cycle. And now that I'm choosing to lead my life more with the lunar energy, with the slow flow, I get to go, do I want something planned on the Friday or Saturday night? Do I really want my schedule to be so filled that I end up so tired that I have to drink a whole bottle of wine in one night? Just to knock myself out, because otherwise I overthink about all of the projects I have to do. Yeah. You're listening to the Be Happy Now show. I'm Claudia Sam, your host, and we are talking about how I've been off of the contraceptive pill for 6 years now. And we are inviting the idea that you get to be in control of your body. You get to learn how your body functions if you choose to. Like I was mentioning, it's really a choice to live an aligned life, to choose fulfillment and purpose, to make choices that are not just an automatic because I need to, because that's all I know, because that's what everybody else does. And instead, to make conscious choices for yourself is an opportunity that you get to take on or not. Nobody is twisting your arm for anything. Okay. And yes, what I was mentioning is that it takes more work to prevent pregnancy without the pill, but it gets easier as you get to know your body more. You get to be in control of your body this way. Now, yes, taking a pill or being on birth control is convenient, or for me, it was very convenient because I didn't have to get to know my body. I didn't have to crack open and dig within, because back then I didn't even know it was an option. Yes, it was convenient, but that at the expense of my body still now relearning to function with a real menstruation after 6 years. And why I'm saying it's still relearning is because I'm now, it's been, 6 years that I have cramps. And just now I'm starting to get into the flow of hearing and listening to what this part of my body means, and how I get to listen to it in my own way. Again, this is not medical advice. I said at the beginning of this episode, I'm not a doctor. This is meant to be eye-opening should you choose to educate yourself more on how your body works. I am curious to hear what your thoughts are and how you are receiving this information. I have some people saying how they never knew that the endocrine disruptors in the birth control actually puts your body on pause. That I just recently learned that the monthly bleed once you're on birth control is not even a real menstruation. So if I took the pill, me personally, for 15 years, then for 15 years of the first 15 years of my body's bleed, it never learned how to function. So 6 years, it's not even half of the time that it was on pause. So it's just normal in my mind that now I'm just relearning it. Does that make sense? So I said I would share with you what I do to get to know my body. And one thing that's really important to remember is that all the answers don't come right away. I believe that when we start to getting, when we start getting to know ourselves, when we start asking for our intuition to guide us, we receive snippets of what we are ready to receive. We receive information and guidance with what we are ready to move forward with and actually take action on. So at the beginning of the real bleed, at the beginning of no pill, my body was starting to adjust to just bleeding on its own. So it was adjusting to, okay, how many days do I produce an egg, and how does that all go? Because when you are on the birth control, there's no ovulation. There's no ovulation. So now my body was just relearning how to do that. So at the beginning, it threw my hormones really weirdly off the track. I was being really emotional, and I had acne. I felt like I was 13 again. My face was full of acne, and it made me feel horrible to the point where I was hating on my body instead of nurturing it and loving it and hearing it and holding it. The energy I was carrying for the beginning of those new 6 years of getting to know my body, the relationship I had with my body was of hate. Was of despise, of like, what the hell is this for? Like, why am I menstruating? Being so angry at my body because I had shut it down for 15 years and I didn't learn to love it. So the first symptoms were the face, the acne. So that was handled probably for a big 2 to 3 years of the new journey of getting to know my body. And so for the last 13 years, what's been going on is learning how to handle the pain, learning how to listen to what it means, listen to the 4 different cycles within my menstruating body. Because in our menstruating body, in the body of the person who bleeds monthly, there's 4 cycles. It starts on day 1 with the menstruation. Then it goes to the follicular phase. Then it goes to ovulation. And the 4th phase is the luteal phase. So all these phases, they can also align with the phases of the moon. They also allow, when you get to know these 4 phases, you get to love the parts of you that want more slow flow, nurturing, love, calm energy, instead of thinking you always need to be in the go, go, go solar energy and push through. You get to see, hey, wait a minute, this is part of who I am. This lunar cycle, it's like the 4 seasons. I get to be in my winter when I'm in menstruating. I get to be in my spring and transform when I'm in the follicular phase. I get to be in my inner summer when I'm ovulating, and I get to be in my inner fall when I'm in the luteal phase. You get to relearn how it is to live both with a solar and lunar energy and not just with a go, go, go performance, do solar energy. I am so hopeful that this comes to you in a time that you need to hear this. And my inspiration for you is that you listen to this and you remember that you are so powerful. You get to be in control of your body. You get to be in control of what you take in, the kind of the kind of band-aid solutions that you choose, and they don't make it wrong. I'm not saying go right away and stop birth control if you are on birth control right now. My suggestion and invitation here is for you to just be curious and open yourself up to the possibility that you get to be a little bit more in control. Okay. So the resources are, if you want more resources, if you want to read books, if you want to check out the Business of Birth Control documentary, go to thebusinessof.life. And there are a bunch of resources and really important information on that website. You're also welcome to check out my friend Megan Noreen. They have a course on how to care for the womb. So their name is written MEGHANNOREAN.com. You can also find them on Insight Timer, the free meditation app. And if you want to get to know yourself better, I invite you to download my free 3-step audio guide to put yourself first so that you can start bringing yourself as a priority at the top of the to-do list without guilt, without feeling unproductive. This will take 15 minutes. It will be sent straight to your inbox. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/I'm important. Or just go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com and click on the orange Start Here button so that you can get yourself signed up. Thank you so much for spending those 28 minutes with me. I'm so grateful that I get to be in your kitchen or in your car or at least in your ears. I appreciate you so much, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts on how this episode landed for you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow the show, and leave a review if you can with 5 stars.
You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.